All right, we're closing in on things here. I think we're team's excited to play, ready to get going. Still have a lot more work to do here in the next couple of days, but by Sunday afternoon, we'll be excited and ready to go.
Bill, do you have any update on Tom's status for Sunday?
Yeah, we gave out the injury report yesterday. We'll update it today.
When Brian Hoyer steps in there like he did yesterday, how does that affect at all the team practice to lead to the team execution that you're looking for on game day? Do you feel like when he's in there, you guys are getting the work that helps you meet that team execution that you're looking for on game day?
Brian does a great job for us. Works hard, practices hard. It's a good job.
Has not having time out there limited your preparation at all for Jacksonville?
We're going to continue to get ready for Jacksonville all the way through until game time.
Bill, last week, Alan Branch said that he had felt good and healthy to play. Just wondering if the decision to have him inactive was injury-related or felt like there were better options for the game plan that week.
We have the same decision every week. We have 53 players on the roster, and we can activate 46. So it's the same for every team. It's the same every week throughout the entire National Football League season. That's the way it'll be this week. That's the way it's been for a long time. So do what we think's best for the team based on all the things that factor into those decisions.
Now that Tom is dealing with this injury, looking back on the season, do you have any regrets about trading away Jimmy Garoppolo?
We're getting ready for Jacksonville.
Is it looking like Tom might be a game-time decision?
Today's Friday.
Bill, you guys obviously have a very versatile defense. I know there's lots of benefits of that. Maybe some maybe number on doing something too. Can you just explain why the benefits outweigh any drawbacks and why you would prefer being so multiple rather than just relying on one cover three, cover two, whatever the scheme may be?
I don't know. Try to do what's best for the team. Try to do that every week. Try to do it every season. So whatever it is, it is.
Bill, you look at the Jags fullback, Tommy Bohannon, a guy that wasn't in the NFL last year. This year played a big presence in the blocking game, 12 touches, 4 touchdowns. What do you see from him in his return to the Jags and the NFL?
He's a solid player for him, also in the kicking game. Stepped in for Grant as personal protector on the punt team earlier in the year. So he plays a lot of different roles for him. Not on the field all the time, but on the field for specific roles, and it does a good job in those roles. Had a big catch last week. That was a huge play. Blocking, special teams, pass protection. Whatever he's called on to do, it seems very dependable in doing it.
The guy isn't in the NFL for an entire year and comes back. How difficult is that transition?
A lot of guys that miss a year for one reason or another. Beyond missed a year, it's never happened before. Some players get injured, some players are out of the league, some players come back. I mean, there are a lot of circumstances that are involved. But the start of the new year is the start of the new year. That gives everybody a fresh opportunity, a clean slate, regardless of what they have or haven't done in the past. Starting all over again. So that's every player, every coach is in that same position to start every year.
Jacksonville brought in a left-footed punter this past week to prepare for you guys. I'm talking to someone with the Jags. They told me that it was Tom Coughlin's idea to do that, those small details to prepare for you guys. What kind of effect do you think Tom Coughlin's had in Jacksonville to improve them this season?
Yeah, I was asked that question on Wednesday. It's really the same answer. I think you'd have to talk to them about that. I mean, collectively, they've done a great job. Who does what, all that. I wouldn't know that from the outside.
What sort of things can you do at practice to prepare for the Jaguars' physical, cornerbacks, defensive backs?
You know, we do the best we can every week to prepare for the team that we're playing. The schemes that they play, the style that they play, the type of players that they have. We have players that try to simulate their style of play, whatever position that is. So that's what we do every week at every position, not limited to one particular guy or one particular position. It's across the board. It's all 11 players on every play, whether it's their punt return team or their offense or their short yardage defense or whatever it is. We try to do that on every week. That's part of the preparation.
Bill, given Tom's injury, have you considered bringing in a third quarterback from the depth chart just in case?
Yeah, we're going to get ready for Jacksonville, do the best that we can, make the best decisions we can for the team to do that. So that's what we're going to do.
How much, if at all, does his status complicate the game planning process for you at this point? What is your level of concern, just that he'll be able to perform the functions that he needs to at quarterback?
Yeah, I don't know. We'll see.
You mentioned you still have lots of work to do to prep for Sunday. Is there one specific part of this preparation that kind of keeps you up at night that you're concerned about going into this game?
Yeah, it's all of it. Yeah. I don't know what the play is going to be. I don't know what the situation is going to be, so I have to be ready for all of them. We've seen a lot of situations come up in the last couple of weekends that were one play, one situation type things that determine the outcome of the season for the teams involved. So you tell me what those plays are and we'll make sure we work on those, but there's really no way of knowing. So you have to be ready for all of them.
How much do they move their defensive linemen around, like to isolate specific matchups, or are they pretty much where they're going to be on a snap-by-snap basis? Like how you guys move, like you might move a guy inside.
Their base defense is an over and under defense, right? So if they're over, then they're over to the tight end. If you put the tight end on the right, then they're over to the right. If you put the tight end to the left, then they're over to the left. If they're playing under defense, then if you put the tight end to the right, then they're under to the left. If you put the tight end to the left, they're under to the right. So they flip-flop their defensive line. So depending on where you line up and depending on what they have called, then they're going to line up based on that. So they're either going to be on the right if they're in over, or they're going to be on the left if they're in under, if you're in right formation, and vice versa. So you tell me where the tight end is, you tell me what their call over or under, and then you'll know where they're going to line up. Before that happens, and you don't really know, but, I mean, you know it's going to be, that's what it's going to be. Third down's a little bit different. They have some third down variations. Campbell's more of an inside rusher on third down when Fowler comes in the game. So that is what it is. But on their base defense, they're an over-under defense that flips sides based on your tight end location and their call. So I don't know if that answers your question or not, but, I mean, yeah, they're going to flip their tight end. They're going to flip their defensive ends on every play. If they stay in the same defense and you flip your tight end, then they're going to flip.
What have you noticed from Campbell inside? I mean, he's a tough guy to block when
he's got 14 and a half sacks. I mean, start with that, yeah. He's good at everything. He's long, he's strong, he's powerful, he's quick, he's very instinctive, he's a smart player, he uses his hands well. It's one of the best defensive linemen in the league.
Said when you, after you traded Jimmy, that you had one of the best quarterback situations for however many years. What are your thoughts on the quarterback situation now with Brian as a backup?
Yeah, right now my thoughts are getting ready for Jacksonville. So we're going to do the best we can, put the best, most competitive team out there, and play the best and coach the best that we can on Sunday.
Bill, have you had a good week of preparation so far? Would you say, or do you still have a ways to go before you're ready for Sunday?
Yeah, we're over 2 days away. We've got a long way to go.
Bill, when you're handling preparation, situational football, how do you get proactive instead of reactive, making sure that players know, you know, specific rules? Thinking of like Geno Grissom jumping to draw that first down, or Malcolm Butler, you know, stripping the ball on the goal line to force a touchback. How do you make sure they know these things? I mean, with the rule book being as expansive as it is, how do you make sure they know these things beforehand instead of, you know, after the mistakes happen or the issues come up?
You try to coach them before they happen.
How do you organize that? I mean, how do you get through? Is it order of importance or likelihood that it shows up? Or
I mean, some things show up every week, so that's not, or frequently, let's say, two-point plays. There's other things that show up. Kickoff return after a safety might show up once a year. You know, I don't know. So, but they're still important when they show up. So you, over the course of your teaching progression, you cover them. And things, if they change from week to week based on the situation, then you go over the changes that, how you would play this differently or do it differently than you would normally do it because of whatever the reasons are. So just part of the weekly preparation is to go through those things.
Adam Butler and Deidre Kawhi have kind of gone through this with the process together in the same position. Have you, in your experience, is it sometimes easier for players to go through the rookie process when they're doing it with another guy at the same position, or it's Tooney and Karras, or Marcus and May, or running back from 2 years ago?
I don't know. Probably depends on the individual players. Everybody's different. Every player's different. So every two players are different. Every year's different. I don't know.
How impressed have you been with the level of toughness that Tuffin has displayed over the course of his 18-year career?
Yeah, very. Been outstanding.
With Jonathan Jones on IR, you guys just stick with the four cornerbacks that you have. What has Johnson Batamosi shown you this season that, you know, he can contribute? And I guess how does having the versatility of Patrick Chung factor into some of those decisions too?
Yeah, John Batamosi's done a good job for us. He's made a lot of big plays for us defensively and in the kicking game. Throughout the course of the year, his roles changed, as often happens with players. Roles changes from week to week or during the course of the year, but he's always ready to go. Does a great job in his preparation and gives us everything he's got, whatever we ask him to do. Chung, I mean, talked about Chung a lot. Guy's a really good football player. He's one of the best players in the league, one of the best players on our team. Does a lot of things very well. He's done that way for a long time. Lucky we have him. He's an outstanding player and all the things that he does. Put a lot on him, and he always comes through.
Bill, to what extent is the deep ball off play action, to what extent is that a part of Jacksonville's offensive identity?
Big part. Yeah, big part.
How can the personnel they have hurt you in that kind of situation?
Just look at the average per catch. These guys all make a lot of yards on their catches. They're getting the ball down the field. A lot of them are play actions, tight ends, receivers. Quarterbacks are really good at play action. They have a good running game. They tie them together well. They're well coached. They have a good scheme. So that's a big part of what they do.
How important is it against this Jaguars defense to threaten the deep part of the field when they have so many fast players underneath?
Yeah, I don't know. I mean, it's important to execute the plays that we run well. So whatever the components are of those plays, it's important that we do them well. Not every play is an 80-yard touchdown pass. We know that. So a lot of things we have to do. I don't know. I mean, deep ball is part of it, intermediate passes are part of it, running game is part of it, blocking is part of it. I mean, everything's part of it.
Your final question? What stands out to you about their kicking game, which is special teams?
Good at everything. Good return game. Mickens, Grant, really explosive players. Good coverage team. Do a lot of directional kicking, put a lot of pressure on the ball handling. Good rush team. Field goal and punt rushes. Good situational football team. Onside kick ahead against San Francisco, plays like that, well executed, end of the game plays. Well coached, got a lot of good players. They're big on special teams. They have a lot of physical, big physical type players. A few speed guys, but they have some size, more than most teams do, I would say, in a kicking game. But they're well coached, and they have a lot of explosive players. They've had a lot of production. They're aggressive. Fake punts, onside kicks, plays like that. Got to be alert.
Thanks, Coach.
All right.